Lecture 7, The Origins of Homo sapiens sapiens.
And now we come to ourselves. Modern humans, Homo sapiens sapiens. People capable of profound intellectual reasoning, of sophisticated communication, the communication not only of facts, but of thoughts and concepts and ideas. People capable of emotion, of loving, of hating, of laughing, of frowning. Ourselves, in all our bewildering and fascinating diversity. And in this lecture, we're going to face a second question of questions in the human past. Where, when, and how did anatomically modern humans, Homo sapiens sapiens, first evolve? We're going to begin by describing three major grades of archaic forms of Homo sapiens, which flourished in tropical Africa between 200 and 100,000 years ago. So the outer chronological limit of this lecture is about a couple of 100,000 years in the past. Then we're going to compare two competing hypotheses which try and account for the origins of modern humans. The multi-regional and the out-of-Africa hypotheses. Next, we're going to describe and discuss the compelling evidence from molecular biology, especially mitochondrial DNA, which strongly suggests that Homo sapiens sapiens evolved in tropical Africa. And finally, we're going to survey the ecological background to this development and the very limited archaeological evidence for the appearance of new hunting kits south of the Sahara about 100,000 years ago or earlier. So the chronological span of this lecture is from about 200,000 years ago to around 70,000 years or earlier. You'll recall that back in Lecture 2, I remarked that Charles Darwin himself expressed a belief that Africa was the cradle of humankind. He did so on the basis of the high number of apes in that continent, and he had stressed through his theory of evolution and natural selection the close anatomical relationships between humans and apes. This, of course, horrified the Victorians, who did not want to be thought of as having been descended from apes. And, as we've seen, Charles Darwin was correct. Africa was the cradle of humankind. But an increasing body of new information, especially cutting-edge genetic research, has shown that the same continent was probably also the cradle of modern humans, Homo sapiens sapiens, as well. Now, this is a remarkable about-face. Because for years, archaeologists considered tropical Africa a cultural backwater. Its moment in the spotlight of human prehistory, they said, was with the origins of humans. It was the cradle of humankind. But after that, tropical Africa quietly vegetated, isolated from the rest of the world by the vast spaces of the Sahara. You can hardly blame them for this point of view. Not because of racism or anything like that, but simply because of the lack of evidence. There were only a handful of archaeologists throughout tropical Africa. When I first worked there in the early 1960s, there were about 12. Thousands of square miles. Between them, over many years, they found a handful of archaic-looking human skulls and thousands of crude stone artifacts. Fortunately, new fossil discoveries as well as molecular biology have painted a very different picture of later human evolution south of the Sahara. Africa was a crucible of human evolution and a crucible of innovation for thousands of years.